Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
No, I'm you wouldn't doing have it sex with Nina Hartley, but you're gonna have someone stick a finger up her ass for the story.
Well, no, it's more for the free massage aspect of it.
I think I've heard my mom talk about her sex life to me like 3 times.
As far as I know, they've had sex 4 times, and it resulted in 4 children.
My parents are openly talking about it all the time. It's disgusting.
Welcome to Sex Talk with my mom. I'm Cam Potter,
and I'm Karen Lee Potter.
My mother, as you know, a sex expert, cougar, and the world's oldest living millennial.
My son, as you well may know as well, is a stand-up comic, clown, and if you catch him on a good day, a mime.
Why is it on a good day?
You never know when you're going to find you in the streets just miming away.
That is true. We talk about sex because it's not talked about enough, and we hope to open that conversation and allow us to accept ourselves in a more freeing way. I like that.
Oh, I like it.
All right. Before we begin, we need to thank the sponsor of this episode that is making this all possible.
And we, as you know, this is the morning after episode.
Yes, it is. So sponsoring today's morning after show is UberLube. UberLube is our favorite type of silicone-based lubricant.
It's also, I think, maybe my favorite lubricant of all times.
It comes in a beautiful bottle. It is a tremendous liquid.
And it's actually good for, like, if you have any anal issues.
Have you used it on your anal
area? I was thinking today that, you know what? I'm going in for a colonoscopy. I may need a little Uber lube.
You're
going to
lube up before?
Well, I may help her out.
Her? Your anus is a her?
No. My gastroenterologist is like, her. What is wrong with you?
Oh, that is hilarious.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I was thinking it'd be good. Like, you know, the prep work for a colonoscopy is quite extensive. You got to drink all this stuff and you got to basically shit your guts out. So I was thinking, well, what if I start getting, like, you know, very irritated down there? I'll put some Uber Lube in there.
I think it's a great idea. Most other people don't use it for that. It is best used for sport, style, and sex.
Ooh.
So sport,
we're talking the three S's
if
over
you're
there.
Running, it's great to relieve chafing. In style, you can use it to eliminate a hair frizz and remove makeup. And in sex, obviously, it makes things a little more slippery so you can get in and get out of places.
I like that. Did you make that up just now?
I did. If you want UberLube, go to uberlube.com and enter promo code MOM. That's UberLube.com, enter promo code MOM, and you will get free shipping.
Love it.
Okay, so this is the Monday morning after show where we get to talk to you, our faves. The two of us. No goddamn guests.
No guests. Nobody interrupting us. Just us chatting away.
Which I've learned is something that people, you know, we have this survey going on right now where we love your feedback. I was not intending to mention this episode, but basically, if you guys want to enter to win $300 worth of
goodies,
they're actually it's a Wee Vibe gift set.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, it's over $300, and you Babeland is providing it with us. But to win, all you do is enter our survey, which takes about 5 minutes at sextalkwithmymom.com, sextalkwithmymom.com, and you tell us a little about yourself, and it's great. It's very easy.
And then we'll know who you are.
Why I bring this up is that I found out people tend to be very satisfied with the hosts of the show.
Oh.
It's very sweet. People moderately satisfied with the guests of our show.
Really?
Yeah. We got predominantly satisfied in that area.
Okay, well, I'll take both of those.
Yeah, well, this is the Monday Morning After Show where you don't need to deal with those unsatisfactory guests. It's just us.
It's just us talking about stuff that everybody likes to talk about, like colonoscopies.
Yeah,
I could see why people would want to hear about my colonoscopy more.
And you know, no one asked to hear about your colonoscopy.
I don't even want to hear about my colonoscopy. Well, I kind of do. I just want you to know that I didn't like the last colonoscopy I had 10 years ago when I literally like woke up in the middle of it and started freaking out.
They put you under for this?
Yes. Can you imagine if you're the doctor and someone's up and like, get that thing out of my ass?
You were awake?
I started waking up going, I feel it. I feel it.
And then what did they put you back under?
They're like, okay, it's almost done. I'm like, no. I feel it now. Like, get me back asleep.
And they put you back under?
I think so, but I'm told her this time, this is a different doctor. I said, I want to be out the whole fucking time.
Okay, hopefully they don't put you out too much. Next thing you know, you're not waking up.
I'll be up, don't worry.
Oh my God. I think it's time for our new segment.
It's
Are
real,
you guys, we
get ready for this
we're
one.
We're always looking to improve our show.
And we got a new segment.
It is, here we go.
Why does a chicken cross the road?
Nope, fuck, that's not the new segment. God damn it. Here it is. That's right, folks.
Yes.
It's the Can You Top This segment.
And we came up with this idea because Cam is telling me about certain things that were happening on his Instagram page. And I said, I can top you on those. So we're topping each other.
So I got it was a first, actually. Oh, I shouldn't say it's a first. It's a second. I got a DM from a wonderful fan of the show that said, Dear Cam. And then it was a picture of her. Naked.
Yeah.
Clutching her vagina.
Oh, babe.
And then said, love, blank. That was a...
That was a first. Cam got...
It wasn't... Cam. I was very flattered. It wasn't a first. The first person to actually send me a nude pic of a woman was actually a man who wanted to be cuckolded by me.
Oh,
so he sent me a picture of his wife. Several.
Well...
This is very, very arousing to receive naked pictures of people.
Oh, so you got aroused when you saw the girl with the naked...
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? Anytime someone says... It's not like a dick pic. It is a novel situation. The dick pics don't get me riled up.
No, they don't get me riled up at all, as a matter of fact. But I did get a couple Instagram toppers as well.
Oh, yeah? You're going to pull that up right now? Can you top this?
Can I top this?
So I guess this is how the segment works.
Uh-huh.
Mom, can you top my nude pic that I got?
Well, I don't know if this is a topper. I just thought it was a weird one. It was, yes. Just love to seeing you as a teenager. I don't know when he thought he saw me as a teenager. But I love to dance with you someday. You sure are an excellent cougar. Karen Lee Potter, just read between the lines. Hopefully you'll want to dance too. Let me know.
That is not a topper. That is not a topper. Nope. You cannot top that.
All right. I got one more.
I guess the theme of this week, by the way, we really fucked up this whole segment. Theme of this week is fan propositions. We need to explain that first.
Okay.
So who can top with the best fan proposition?
Well,
so I have one.
Oh, you do have one. Okay.
This is someone who came on the show, an erotic masseuse who came on the show.
Oh, this is a good one.
She emailed me recently. I keep having an idea for an episode where I give you some sort of session, an erotic massage, prostate massage, or something, and then you talk about your experience with it. Next time I'm in LA, would you be interested?
Oh my God, a prostate massage? She's going to stick her finger up your butt.
Yep.
And you like this?
That one, my initial response was, no, thank you.
And now?
But I didn't respond that way. I said, I'm open to this idea.
Oh, my God.
It's a tremendous story.
You're doing it for the story?
Well, no,
you wouldn't have sex with Nina Hartley, but you're going to have someone stick a finger up her ass for the story?
Well, no, it's more for the free massage aspect of it.
She's a
professional masseuse.
Okay, so you just want the massage. You don't want the prostate massage?
No, it's always nice to get your prostate massage.
Have you ever had your prostate massage?
No, but I figure if I'm going to get it massaged, it better be from a professional.
I literally cannot wait for this. This is going to make my freaking...
You're not going to be involved with this whole experience.
I just want to hear about it afterwards. I do not want to be involved with it at any... I don't even want to...
There's shit flying everywhere. It's disgusting.
First of all... There's not going to be shit flying all over the place. She's going to have a nice glove on.
I know. She already told me all about this. So if it happens, everyone will hear about it.
I don't even know if this is possible to top that.
Can you top this,
mother?
I don't
think I can top it, but I'll give it a shot here.
Can you top the prostate massage offer?
No, this is an offer. Actually, this is not even an offer. It's more of a taker. Do you have videos of yourself? Question mark, question mark, question mark. And then he says, huh, huh, huh? And then in the comma, question mark, question mark, question mark. What the fuck is that? Yeah, I have videos of myself, and I let me just give me the email where I can send you lots of my videos, okay?
What kind of videos are you going to send him? Videos of you singing as a child?
You know what? I should send him something like that. I should say, I got a lot of videos of myself. Would you like to see?
This is me in my fourth grade musical.
Yeah, this is me when I was in a musical. I fell off the stage one time, boom, when it was dark out. You know, they turned the lights off. I fell off the platform. Everyone knew it was me because I was such a clod. Yes,
what?
I fell off the platform I was on. And everyone in the audience, well, at least my parents knew it was me.
Did they laugh at you?
Yeah, they're like, was that you? That we heard a big boom at the end. Maybe I wish I had a video of that, but it was dark. No, I'll have to come up with suggestions for a video that I could send him. But I'm assuming... Although, you know, I don't like to break the third agreement of the, you know, the four agreements that you're not supposed to assume anything. But I'm assuming he meant naked videos. Are you assuming that as well?
No, I wouldn't. I don't know why he'd want a naked video of you.
Yeah, you got a point. Okay. All right. Moving right along.
All right. So let's move to some voicemails. Huh?
Yes.
We have a hotline that you can call into. It's Yes Text Mom. You can text us there. You can leave a voicemail there. This is a voicemail we got.
Hey, Cam and Karen Lee, it's Addie. I was listening to the podcast and somebody was sharing some funny stories about like their mom. And it reminded me, my mom the other day texted me, what's the difference between eating ass and eating shit? And I had to describe the difference to her and explain to her what eating ass was. And eating shit. And she could not, for the life of her, understand.
So, Mom, do you know the difference between eating ass and eating shit?
Yes, I do. And I don't even get how someone could not know the difference.
What are they?
Obviously, eating ass is sticking your tongue inside someone's asshole. Right?
And eating shit?
Eating shit is literally taking shit. Like the one guy propositioned me for $3,000 to eat my shit.
That is, talk about fan propositions.
Yeah,
I think I still feel
like, oh, I topped you on that.
And that one you win the can you top this? Although my prostate massage offer is a close second. Anyway, back to Addie. Thank you for the voicemail. I'm glad you had that open discussion with your mother.
And explain the difference.
Do you know eating shit can also mean like if you're snowboarding and you wipe out, you like eat shit.
I never heard
sometimes
that.
Sometimes as a clown, you can eat shit on stage.
I always heard like when someone says to me, eat shit and die. You know, that's not a nice thing to say to someone.
It's not a nice thing. There's a lot of meanings for eating shit. Eating ass, on the other hand.
There's only one meaning. And it doesn't, especially, I mean, we've interviewed two people now that have been obsessed with the anal issues. I mean, one.
Oh, speaking of which,
oh,
should we play this voicemail right now?
Here we go. Another one. Another anal story.
My question, my name is Uncle Loomis. You can call me Uncle Loomis here. So, my lady friend, we have been together maybe 13 months. Yeah, she's damn cute. I'll tell you, I met her at the Wendy's. She's the manager of Wendy's over there on La Brea. I want to know. If my lady friend wanna put three fingers up my butt, what do I do? Thank you.
Well, you know what the funny thing to me is?
What?
The fact that she wants to put three fingers, not two, not one, but three. Where did they come up with that number three?
I don't know. I think Uncle Loomis belongs in our the Mr. Bean team.
Yes, we have another one. We have another Mr. Bean.
And a Mr. Bean team member.
Why does all the Bean team members have focus on ass? That's all they
know,
focus
everyone
on.
Everyone is it's obsessed with ass these days.
Pop rocks up your ass.
Beans
in
your rectum. Yep.
What's with the ass? And Mr. Loomis? Uncle Loomis.
Uncle Loomis. I like that he also says thank you at the end.
I also like that
he's
said
very polite about
he's
his
very,
anal questions.
And he's very articulate about how many months he's been dating. 13 months. The manager of Wendy's.
Wait, so what do you have to say? What does he want? The cute girlfriend manager of Wendy's wants to stick three fingers in his butt.
Oh, I would just make sure that she got a good manicure before the three fingers went in there.
Oh, that actually was a recommendation from our anal experts that came on the show.
Oh, yeah. You got to make sure those nails are cut all the way down to the quick.
Yeah, if you want to hear those anal tips, you got to look up the episode we did with the pleasure mechanics. They really
go into some detail. And there's actually a video on our YouTube channel that you could check out, the anal experts there.
Yeah, there is. Thank you very much for your voicemail, Uncle Loomis. I'll be taking that question into heart. I think it's time to give another thank you to our sponsor, Uberlube.
Uberlube. Okay. Now, one of the major things I like about Uberlube, aside from like obviously the lubrication of the genital areas, is that it can be put all over your body. You can just rub it on like a moisturizer. You can put in your hair.
This is the best part of Uberlube. I'm telling you right now.
What?
You can use it to remove mime makeup. You know how challenging it is to put on mime makeup and then to take it off takes forever.
How often are you wearing my makeup?
On a monthly basis.
Once a month you put on mime makeup.
Yes. And now I'm going to start using Uberlube to take it off.
Okay. Well, it's good for any kind of makeup remover.
The other thing about Uberlube, you can use it on, you can put it like a little drop in your condom and drop on the outside of the condom. So most oil-based lubricants you should not use with condoms. However, Uberlube, being a silicone-based lubricant, you can use it with condoms, which is great because you're safe and slippery. It's a phenomenal thing.
It's just better than the drugstore stuff. I'm telling you guys, I had three women from my yoga class. But I gave them Uberlube about a year ago, and they are reordering.
Uberlube.com. Enter promo code MOM for free shipping. Uberlube.com. Enter code MOM for free shipping.
I would love to hear if you guys like Uberlube as much as we do.
Okay, so you might be wondering why I keep spelling out the sponsor.
Oh, yeah, this is a good one, too.
We have a new Patreon.
Yay! Da-da-da-da-da-da-da!
Allie, thank you so much for becoming our patron and leaving us a beautiful message. You want to read this message?
Yes. On? Allie says, number one, I freaking love you guys. Number two, I have no idea what the name of your sponsor company is. Was it Ella Perdite? Ella Parrot? Tit? Even Google can't figure out what I'm trying to find. Please spell it out on the podcast, Little Heart.
This was also a lot of people that filled out our survey mentioned that we did not spell Ella Paradis.
All right, let's give Ella Paradis
to debunk this
spelling, enunciation,
so
everything.
It's two words, except when you type it into a URL, it's going to be one word. But two words, Ella, E-L-L-A, and Paradis. Which is a French pronunciation, but really it's paradise in French. Oh. So it has an S at the end. P-A-R-A-D-I-S. Paradis.
Yeah, and they are the ones that have the advent calendar.
Yes, you can still buy it $149 for $400 worth of value.
And every day between December 1st and December 25th, as in Christmas, there's a package for you to open up. And each package contains a little sexual toy or a little special gift.
Yeah, so go to Ella Paradis, paradis.com. Enter promo code SEXTALK20. You'll get 20% off. How do you like that?
That's amazing.
SEXTALK20. I love that. All right. So again, thank you for becoming our patron, Allie. We're getting so many texts these days at Yes Text Mom with questions that we're gonna have to start prioritizing, and we're gonna be prioritizing the people that are actually members of our Patreon community.
I think that's a good call because the Patreon community to me is my family. It is. I mean, the people that like literally for as little as $2 a month, you can join our Patreon. Isn't it $2 a month?
I think we're going to make it from now on. It will be $2 a month. Yeah.
Right.
That's the lowest level.
The lowest level. For $2 a month, would you know that you've thrown
less
out
than a Snickers bar?
Exactly. My point is that I don't even think you can buy a cup of Starbucks for $2 a month.
You cannot.
Okay. So for the $2 a month, you are supporting us. You're a member of our family, and we're going to take your questions and answer them first.
All right. So should we answer some of these texts we got in the meantime?
Yes.
All right. This one says, hey, Cam and Karen, my name is Jake, and I really need some more excitement in my life. I love your podcast, and I want to just experience new things. I'm on Tinder and don't get many matches, and I don't know why. Any advice? Well, I have a feeling it might relate to the your profile. Without seeing it, though, I cannot tell you exactly what that is.
Yes, I think there's a lot of confusion about what a good picture is.
And can I just say, fuck Tinder.
Fuck Tinder. Why are you saying fuck Tinder?
I just feel like this is not the best thing to do because we might be promoting
a different dating app
very soon. But I just think that like it's obviously way better if you're in person meeting someone. You get to know their vibe immediately. But I guess if you're home and you're like scared to go out, like it could be very useful. I'm on dating apps.
I think it's like a matter of just trying all avenues.
Yes. I guess throw all the shit at the wall and see what sticks. All right. So fuck dating apps. I'm sorry. Okay. So it could be a good way to get some excitement in your life like Jake is suggesting. Yeah.
But that being said, back in the day, Back even before my day, people used to meet each other at church and temple and, you know, religious places. Now nobody does that kind of thing, really. I mean, I don't know that many people that frequent the church all this much as they used to. And since then, they just, you know, hold up inside, you know, play video games and eat fucking pizza.
This is terrible. Yeah, I know. We don't have the religious community anymore to bring us together.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying you have to be religious. I'm just saying that you have to find alternative ways to meet people. So I suggest...
joining a clown community?
Well, that's kind of what I was going to suggest, except for not clown. I was going to suggest that you think about what activity that you really enjoy doing.
Like clowning or miming.
Or clowning and miming. It could be one of them. But I mean, even like photography. I saw some guy going down the other day. He said, I'm going to photography classes. Just find a passion. Like mine, of course, would be wine. So you go to a wine club. I guarantee.
Are you even part of a wine club?
No, but if I had free time, I'd be a member of the wine club. Oh. And I guarantee I'd meet some like gentlemen that love to sip wine. I mean, it's a good place to meet people.
A gentleman. Is that what you're looking for? A gentleman?
I'm not looking for anyone. I'm saying if I was in this dating market, which I'm not, that's what I would do. I'd go to a wine like tasting club.
All right, so you heard it, folks. If you were interested in picking up cougars like my mother, go to a wine dating club.
Or that's what I'm saying. That's for me. But other people are interested in yacht clubs or interested in political. You know, people are very into.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I was thinking about going into that midterm elections party to see if anyone was there.
There you go. There's so many ways that you can meet people.
But then my sister invited me to a midterm elections party, and she tells me, just don't mention anyone that you didn't go canvassing. Like, what the fuck is that? She's like, yeah, everyone here went canvassing together, and so that's what's bringing everyone together. And I'm like, I'm not going to show up at this party and start lying about my political activism.
Don't do a sin of omission.
Yeah, I'm just going to be like, oh, yeah, it was unbelievable going to all those doors and meeting all those people.
I mean, was somebody actually testing it out to see if she really did this?
I didn't end up going. I didn't go to the party.
But I'm just thinking,
love my life, probably.
Yeah, you missed somebody.
At that party.
No, but I mean, if you want to find someone who's interesting and confident and passionate, wouldn't you go to a place like that as opposed to just
completely
like
agree.
Going out to the local bar trying to pick up some cougar over
yes.
there?
Or wine club?
Or karaoke bar. I never understood like disco. Disco clubs, I'd go in there and with all my friends, there's like 20 girls dancing by themselves. There's like one guy in the corner, like who knows what he's doing, masturbating or whatever. No one is coming up and asking us to dance. And that's a great place for guys to meet girls.
Disco?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Can you direct me to where discos are these days?
You know that some of the clubs have disco nights.
Oh, yeah. Disco nights.
Yeah.
Or like a disco music,
or like a Thursday night ladies' night.
You know who goes to Thursday night ladies' night?
Cheap.
Only men.
That's what I'm talking about. Or cheap women.
All right, let's get to another one of these questions. Hi, Cam and Karen Lee, Elizabeth here. Halfway through today's episode, and I love it. Frankly, I was a bit uneasy about the episode with the couple. I was fearful that others who were listening could think that they were saying. What they were saying was healthy and it wasn't. So just to catch everyone up, that episode of the couple was all about how porn was kind of separating them.
Right.
And they were advocating to just ban porn from the relationship.
Right.
In so many words. So the last week's episode was with Dr. Chris Donahue, who basically was like, no. Porn can be great for a relationship and we need to discuss how they can compromise basically. So she goes on to say, the Amber Rose Show is another one of my favorite podcasts, and when I was listening to the couple's episode, I kept thinking that Dr. Chris would have a lot to say about this. I was very excited to hear that he'd be on the podcast, and you discussed that episode with him.
Wow. So her wish was our command.
That is correct. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Well, I think that porn is just, it's out there. It's everywhere. And people do need to talk about it. And
how do we not talk about it?
Because there's a lot of people that don't bring that up.
It is bonkers that everyone's watching this thing and no one's acknowledging it.
Right.
It's crazy.
And I came up with that the other day. I said to myself, what is this that people are so, you know, they're just so uptight about sex. And but yet.
You came up with this the other day?
Yeah.
You haven't been preaching this for the past 50 years?
Maybe I was high and I came up with this idea that.
Oh.
What? Yeah, it was one of those high moments.
It's very original.
What is this that everybody's like so, you know, negative about sex and everything, but yet nobody wants to allow us as, you know, podcasters to be on Facebook because we have sex in our name. You know?
Oh, yeah. You were not high unless you were. This was in the middle of our work day.
Okay. No, I was not high then. I was straight. But
are you
coming
to work high?
Never. I don't even get high that often these days.
Do you want to describe our work day?
Yeah. This is a typical day in the life of Karen, Lee, and Cam.
I come over to my mom's apartment because that's where our studio is based, in her second bedroom. Okay? That she's converted into our studio. It's very generous of you.
Thank you.
And then what usually goes on?
So what usually goes on is you start complaining about some ailment that you have. It goes on. There's a litany of ailments that I will hear about from the moment you walk in.
Yeah, next week's is going to be, can you top this ailment,
yes,
physical ailment?
I'm still sick. I'm exhausted.
Yeah. To which you don't respond like, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. You say, my shoulder hurts. I have frozen shoulder.
Well,
I got a colonoscopy next week.
Yes.
How am I going to get to the colonoscopy when it's at 4 in the afternoon?
Which,
and
thankfully, they moved up to 7:30. I'm very happy.
So we spent a good half hour complaining to
otherwise,
each other.
Otherwise, in Yiddish.
Not listening to each other.
Yes, Yiddish will be called kvetching.
Kvetching. And then?
After the half hour of kvetching, we decide to get down to business.
What does that look like?
Well, we'll walk into the office, and we have notes all over the wall of what we should be doing. But then we end up usually just shooting the shit for another half hour. So
no. Okay.
And then you get angry at me because I'm not paying attention. I'm very ADHD.
Okay. So in my mind, I come in, I say a couple sentences related to my ailments, and I start working immediately and pulling out my hair for the amount of emails coming into my inbox related to the ad agency that I created and our podcast and the new TV series that we're trying to develop. Okay?
Yes. And I am doing the same.
No, that is not exactly what happens. At that point, I think you start answering your first of 40 calls of the day.
I have important calls that have to be made, okay? I have colonoscopies to schedule.
I don't know how you've gotten to the point now where you've spoken to your colonoscopy doctor's assistant so frequently that they've started hitting on you.
He did. There's no question about it. He's probably listening to this podcast right now, but I could swear the guy was hitting on me.
How? I don't understand.
He said, you're so charming.
How many times do you have to call the colonoscopy office?
I had to make extra sure about some details.
At this point, I know the names of the people, the assistants at your colonoscopy office. Okay, so as I'm working, I'm getting more and more frustrated. And then I'm feeling guilt for being frustrated with my mother. And then suddenly, I'm like, can you just help me with this one thing? And you try to help me with the thing.
Yes.
And sometimes you do very successfully.
Okay, now I'd like to speak up there.
You do it very successfully.
There's a significant amount of times that you will say, I would love you to do the social media. So I go and I work for about a good 45 minutes to try to make one social media post. You take a look at it and you go, no. This is not going to work.
I'm a tough critic.
And then you go and redo the thing that I spent 45 minutes doing, and then you get frustrated that I'm not helping out.
You're 100% accurate, and this is why we're looking for a social media intern.
Yes, if anyone knows of an intern that wants to do some social media.
If you're in Los Angeles, get in touch.
Get in touch at sextalkwithmymom@gmail.com. We can use your help.
I bring this up because I have, you know, I wake up then the following day, inevitably, or maybe even a few hours later, and I say, what the fuck was I doing being critical of my mother? I do this all the time.
Yes, you do.
It's a terrible sensation. It's a fucking cycle. And I apologize for all the times that I've...
Thank you.
And I was thinking about putting a big sign on this wall that says, there's never a reason to be mean to your mother.
You know, your dad once had a sign in your brother's wall that said, I will not yell at Jeremy.
It's unbelievable. It's amazing how I can love you so much and then snap at you. And I don't understand how both those things can exist in me. Isn't that insane?
I just feel like everybody gets their frustration levels, and I can see where I'd be frustrated with. I get frustrated with myself too. So I can see where you could get frustrated with me, because I don't seem to, you know, I am very techie for my age, but I think you forget, like, I did not grow up with the age of computers.
I completely understand.
And therefore, it is much harder for me. And I know it seems like I'm acting like semi-retarded. That's not even a word. Semi-challenged.
That is a word.
But I am...
You use it inappropriately, and it probably is going to offend a lot of our listeners.
All
but
right,
anyway.
But I am semi-challenged when it comes to computers. But like I said, I will give it the old college try. But
you
it
do.
I do give it an old college try, and occasionally I'll make a bullseye, but most of the time they're off-center.
Yeah.
I'll get everything done except for one thing, like... You're like, oh, don't forget to mention Uberlube. And whoops, there you go. I put all the ads out without mentioning Uberlube. So anyway.
I would love to hear from our listeners. if this resonates with you.
If you get frustrated with
you. If you get frustrated with your parents or siblings.
How about my father?
Especially if you're in a work environment with them. We have to close it up. Thank you guys so much for listening.
I'm sure this has been one of the highlights of your day.
Yeah. One last thing.
What?
I wanted to thank my friend Rachel, who has a cryptocurrency called Seeds.
This whole cryptocurrency thing is fascinating.
Imagine bringing GoFundMe to cryptocurrency.
It's really
so
cool.
So if you have like a cause that you want to raise money for, this cryptocurrency will allow for people buying in-app purchases to donate to your cause.
And they did it for us.
They did it for us.
So cool.
So they basically were like, oh, you're buying you know, this in-app purchase on an app. Why do you want to buy this plus donate a little
like
money?
Like when I bought the pet carrier.
Yes.
By the way, I spent like at least an hour trying to buy the pet carrier.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Canceled the first order, bought a different one, and canceled that and bought a different one.
I wish you would stop talking about the pet carrier, Mom.
So anyway, as I was making this pet carrier purchase, I would have seen a cryptocurrency thing come up and say, do you want to donate a little money to Sex Talk with My Mom?
Yes. And then you're raising money for the cause, which often they are really trying to help people that have experienced sexual assault and work their way through it. So, I mean, it's such a beautiful...
It's a noble cause.
It's such a noble, beautiful cause.
And what is
really
the name of it
us.
Again?
It's Seeds. So if you go to SeedsTokens.com and sign up, they'll send you 10 tokens for free, which means you can make 10 free requests for anything, so long as it's legal. Basically a request for help. I really hope I explained this. This is the best I got.
I think you did pretty well. Can I do another? Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the fingers up the anuses.